So, you have a Wolverine movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna meet Wolverine back when he was a prisoner of war in Nagasaki in 1945.
Okay, I can see where this is going, and it sounds a little insensitive.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
It means not sensitive.
Oh, right, that makes sense, and that is a good way to describe it, I guess.
So what happens to Logan?
Well, he saves this guy Yoshida from the atomic bomb using a metal door and his body.
Wow, Wolverine must look messed up after that.
Yeah, he's gonna look like a sun-dried tomato's been doing CrossFit and is seeing some pretty good results.
Oh, a super fit tomato.
Anyway, then he's gonna wake up in bed with Jean Grey.
Oh, so they're together now? Isn't she dead?
She is. So then Wolverine wakes up again.
Oh, a dream within a dream. You got me.
Yeah, you idiot. You thought he was done dreaming, but he's not.
My concept of reality's been shattered, and I don't know how to feel anymore.
Great. So Jean is gonna be like this sexy, ghost-like character that's haunting Wolverine for the whole movie.
Oh, attractive ghosts are tight.
Yeah, and so then this girl Yukio shows up and wants to talk to him.
And what's her deal? Does she have powers?
Yeah, she's able to sometimes dream how people are gonna die, but in very ambiguous ways that leave it open to interpretation.
Okay.
I made foreshadowing into a character.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Anyway, so she tells Wolverine that he's gotta come with her to Japan because that guy from Nagasaki is dying and he wants to say thanks.
Oh, but I guess Wolverine doesn't remember him, huh?
No, he remembers.
What about all that stuff we keep doing about him having memory loss?
Oh, you mean that thing where we keep driving home the fact that he doesn't remember his past?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that was a thing, so it's not anymore.
Oh, okay, remembering stuff is hard.
Yeah, I hate doing that. So anyway, then he goes to Japan.
Okay.
And Yoshida is like, good news, we can transfer your powers to me, so I'll be immortal and you'll be mortal and you'll die eventually.
Oh yeah, I guess at this point in Wolverine's life, that would be a nice relief.
Yeah, but Wolverine's like, no, 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 when he goes to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And then he wakes up and there's this mutant with her tongue in his mouth.
Oh my god, who is she?
Well, she dresses in green and she walks around all seductively and there's poison in her mouth.
I thought Poison Ivy was a DC character.
She is. This is Viper.
Oh.
Yeah, she's practically not Poison Ivy.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so then Wolverine finds out that Yoshida is dead.
Yoshida dies after going on a whole thing about immortality.
Yep, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh, yeah, you know, he didn't make it and he died and so now he's a dead person.
No, he's not a dead person, he's an alive person.
Okay, he's not dead, but maybe if we pretend like it's not super obvious, a couple of people will be surprised.
I don't think anyone's gonna fall for that, but okay.
So anyway, then some bad guys are trying to kill Yoshida's granddaughter, Mariko. So Wolverine has to protect her.
Why does he have to do that?
Because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're gonna take a bullet train together, and Wolverine's gonna have to fight some guys on top of it.
Oh, what's that gonna be like?
It's gonna be like I failed physics class.
That's probably gonna make it better, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. Also, Wolverine's gonna get shot a bunch of times.
Oh, well, that's not really a problem for him.
Well, we're gonna find out that Viper lady messed with his powers, so now he takes damage.
Oh, man, it's gonna be hard for him to get through the movie if he can get hurt.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it mostly just means that sometimes he's gonna wince in pain.
Oh, that is a very minor inconvenience.
So anyway, Wolverine and Mariko head to just outside Nagasaki to hide out.
Okay.
And they talk for a little bit, but then it starts to rain and their clothes get all wet.
Oh, so they make love.
What? No, they don't.
Yep, they do. I'm sorry. It's movie law.
What do you mean?
If two characters get caught in the rain, that scene needs to be immediately followed by a kiss or a love scene.
Well, what happens if I just have them dry off and get changed?
You'll be executed.
Oh my god. Well, I guess they make love then, despite there being no real chemistry there.
Oh, very romantic and very law-abiding.
And then she's gonna get kidnapped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Wolverine has to go save her and fight a bunch of ninjas and bad guys.
Wow.
And that Viper lady's gonna get shot in the heart with an arrow.
Oh, so she dies?
No, she takes the arrow out and sheds her skin, so she's fine.
What?
Yeah, it's just like a viper, you know? You stab them in the heart and then they shed their skin and they're totally fine.
I don't think that's a thing. Where did you hear that?
A crazy guy shouted it at me on the subway.
Oh, okay, as long as there's a source.
Anyway, so then she dies for real like a minute later.
Oh.
And there's gonna be somebody inside this big silver samurai armor and Wolverine's gonna have to fight them.
Very exciting.
And it turns out that Yoshida is alive and he's inside the armor.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, he tries to steal Wolverine's healing powers.
So Yoshida's plan was to lure Wolverine over to this place so he can weaken him and steal his powers?
Yeah, pretty evil, right?
But didn't they already have him, like at the beginning of the movie?
What do you mean?
Why'd they go through all that extra trouble of faking a death and luring him to a new place when they had him? He was sleeping. He was poisoned.
Well, if they did all that then the movie would have been over in like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's too short for a movie.
Yeah, so we gotta go with this, you know, unnecessarily complicated plan.
Can't have a 10-minute movie.
Anyway, so then he throws Yoshida off a cliff.
Well, great.
And so that's about it.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much, and I think it'd be really great if we make this thing R-rated.
Oh, no, no way.
Oh, why not?
Well, I mean, if you have an R-rated superhero movie, you alienate the younger audience.
Oh, so it wouldn't make any money?
Exactly. There's just no way that could be successful. I'm sorry.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.